Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
Humanity has a real problem with the development of film and television to distinguish fiction from reality. People love horror and gore and torture and demon creatures eating little children. They think it's all entertaining and fun, but it hits your subconscious as if it's real. And then when the real thing happens, like wars and death and destruction and giant child trafficking rings, and the prospect of nuclear war, people can't differentiate because they've been desensitized. So if everybody having fun out there with Halloween, I'm not judging you. But I'm just simply reminding you that the real horror we face is nuclear war with Russia and nuclear war in the Middle East with Israel going after its neighbors. Turkey is now saying they may invade Israel for the first time in Israel's 70-something year history. This is truly horrifying. We need to say no to war on both sides. We need to let the bankers and BlackRock and Larry Fink know, hell no, want to see our planet destroyed. That's the true horror, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're facing. And these same psychotic big brokerage firms and big pharma have now been proven frauds when it came to the shot, frauds when it came to the origin of COVID and everything else. They are the true monsters that are mercilessly destroying and endangering our civilization because they, more than anybody, are disconnected from their humanity. The political leaders around the world, by and large, are psychotic sociopaths working in concert to enslave and engage in predator activities against humanity. So I want to just put that message out there as Halloween comes up, that the true horror of mass death and destruction is intensifying around the world, and humanity is in the crosshairs. We need to differentiate fiction from reality and say no to the real horrors that are happening in front of us right now.
Don't listen and be happy.
Comes a brand new collection of hit songs from our beloved Supreme Leader. Timelines presents The Great Here Set, Volume 14.
Everybody, trap your body right. Vaccines back, all right. 1, 2, 3 and 2 to 4. Klaus, Schwabi, Schwab and Bill Gates is at the door. Ready to put a patent on air and glass, cause we about to play T-Set your ass. It's like this and like that and like this and that, so just chill till the next pandemic. Digital identity, you shall have until 20, sir-ty. No discussion, for it is mandatory. You will see. 15 minutes, city. 15 minutes, city. Stay close to home. 15 minutes, city. 15 minutes, city. Or we'll send our drone. You better comply. You better watch out. You better implant that microchip now. Santa Claus is running the town. Every meal you make, every bite you take, every single lunch with a crispy crunch, you will eat that box.
The Great Here Set, Volume 14. Get yours now. Available on Shotify and Pfizer Music.
We're live. It's Sunday night, October 29th, 2023. And to say that the intensification of what almost all experts are calling World War III is not a high gear is an understatement. Turkey is a member of NATO. They have nuclear weapons. They have a giant army, the former headquarters of the Ottoman Empire. And Erdogan, in front of hundreds of thousands of people yesterday, said, we will sneak attack Israel. We will invade Israel. I mean, that rhetoric is just completely off the charts here. So, yes, I decided to shave my head this morning as a protest to nuclear war. Because if there is a nuclear war, your hair is going to fall out, then your teeth, then your guts, and then you're going to die. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Original copies of the Old Testament were written in Hebrew and Aramaic, the Apocrypha in Greek and Latin, and the New Testament in Greek. Different aspects of these three sources were translated into English and compiled into the King James Bible, commissioned in 1604 by King James VI and published in 1611. According to Manly P. Hall, it was edited by Francis Bacon and prepared under Masonic supervision, which can be seen on its title page. The most talked about book of the Bible is the Book of Revelation, and throughout church history, there have been four different viewpoints regarding its meaning. The idealist or spiritual view uses the allegorical method to interpret the Book of Revelation. This viewpoint believes the book is using symbolic imagery to tell the story of good against evil. Edgar Cayce believed it was describing both the collapse of an age and the spiritual enlightenment of an individual. The futurist view is that the Bible is to be interpreted literally. They are expecting a seven-year tribulation culminating with the Battle of Armageddon, followed by a thousand-year rule of Christ on earth. The historicist view is that Revelation is a symbolic account of history, from the apostles to the end times. And the preterist view, the focus of this video, is that the biblical prophecies were already fulfilled in 70 AD, and we are living in the new kingdom today. Their first argument is scripture itself. Christ predicted his return in the lifetime of his contemporaries. Liberal critics have used this as proof of Christ's failure to return when he promised to. The preterist points to Matthew 24:34, where Jesus states, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." And they look to the historical record, where they have found several sources who recorded dozens of events between the years 66 and 70 AD that reflect those described in biblical prophecy, such as the angels in Matthew 24:31. Josephus wrote that in the spring of 66, chariots and troops of soldiers in their armor were seen running about among the clouds. An event described by Roman historian Tacitus as hosts joining battle in the skies. According to the preterist, the book of Revelation was about the tribulations of the Jews and the destruction of Jerusalem. The end of the Old Testament Jewish age and the beginning of the New Testament Christian age. As Edward Stevens wrote, the unbelieving Jews were cut off from their inheritance and destroyed, while the faithful remnant of believing Jews, along with Gentiles, inherited those covenantal blessings. Thus, the establishment of the eternal kingdom of Christ at the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 was the fulfillment of all the things that were promised to God's chosen people. The preterist believes that we are now living in the new kingdom of Christ, and point out that when Jesus and the apostles were describing the coming kingdom, they were not describing a paradise. They were describing how man must act and behave within the new kingdom. They believe that the land of Israel is no longer in the flesh, that those promises are fulfilled in Jesus and his spiritual kingdom, which all Christians now enjoy. Like the QAnon psyop, preterists argue that the end times prophecy is being used to incapacitate a would-be Christian opposition to the evil control system currently being built to enslave humanity. There are millions of religious people who welcome this destruction because they believe it is the divine will of God. Why did they choose to give a Mark of the Beast-style microchip the patent number 060606? Was it fate? Or a way to cement the futurist belief into the minds of Christians so that they believe destruction is unstoppable and resistance futile? There are many different belief systems, but where is the good in sitting idly by to watch as evil devours the world around us? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We talked to members of Congress about Israel and the U.S.'s relationship.
All right, go.
The U.S. has an intrinsic interest in making sure that Israel not only receives our best prayers and offers of success, but our armaments, our money, and our ability to make sure that in a very dangerous reason this democracy survives.
There are some biblical prophecies that say that control of Jerusalem by the Jews is important for the second coming of Christ.
This entire matter is based upon faith of our Maker, of our Creator, but it's also faith of a chosen people.
The Democrats, who have been campaigning to defund our law enforcement as their people, BLM and Antifa, riot and loot in the streets. How would you like to see the Capitol Police?
The new government in Israel. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of the U.S. relationship with Israel?
There have been two nations created to glorify God, Israel and the United States of America. I will bless both. I will honor both. I will do all I can to stand and defend them.
Thank you, Congressman. Take care. Aaron, give a quick second.
Sure, man.
Do you think there's a role of religious extremism here in the U.S. funding and shaping the conflict? I mean, there are a lot of folks who are part of the evangelical movement that want
to support Israel.
Israel, and we don't really kind of see that. That same kind of constituent group pushing the other way.
Yeah, I would label the Baptist or the evangelical community as extreme because I believe feel like they're following the scripture and what the scripture says about Israel. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. I mean, they take it literal, and I'm one of those people.
You know, there's some Christian Zionists that do believe in some of these biblical prophecies, and they're very controversial within the Christian Zionist evangelical community. Believing in Armageddon, that there will be a final battle around Jerusalem, and that after that battle, you know, there's a judgment. We're talking.
Sure, man.
Do you think there's a role of religious extremism here in the U.S. funding and shaping the conflict? I mean, there are a lot of folks who are part of the evangelical movement that want
to support Israel.
Israel, and we don't really kind of see that same kind of constituent group pushing the other way.
Yeah, I would label the Baptist or the evangelical community as extreme because I feel like they're following the scripture and what the scripture says about Israel. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. I mean, they take it literal, and I'm one of those people.
You know, there's some Christian Zionists that do believe in some of these biblical prophecies, and they're very controversial within the Christian Zionist evangelical community. Believing in Armageddon, that there will be a final battle around Jerusalem, and that after that battle, you know, there's a judgment day. Jews will be killed or converted. Jesus will come back. There's going to be a rapture event. What do you think about those kind of prophecies?
I believe Jesus will come back, and I'm going to be on his side.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust a best friend.
I get that camera out of my head.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If women shave their heads, that would really get some attention. I mean, it's better than Buddhist monks in Vietnam trying to stop the war in 1974. They were effective a year later by dousing themselves in gasoline and self-immolating. I don't want anybody to do anything like that. But, yeah, the beard's popular. I've had it for 5 years. I'm going to grow it back. Hell, I think I'm going to grow the top back, too. I just don't think I've got what it takes for the Joe Rogan look. But, quite frankly, it's a big distraction, so... Here we are. I'm sure the news is going to pick it up, though. And they should, because the media wants to make fun of me shaving my beard and try to stop nuclear war. So be it. But that's where that was all going. Here's the actual footage shot on a 8mm color film of the Buddhist monk dousing himself with gasoline or having himself doused and then lighting himself on fire. He had great composure. Sat there for quite a while. He was in absolutely incredible pain. And then finally it passes out and collapses. So that's what people did in their own nonviolent way. That is nonviolent against others. To draw attention. Much more honorable than suicide by cop, or you want to die, so you go out and you shoot up a bowling alley. All right, so here's the deal. Technical difficulties always come in pairs. And we might not have technical difficulties for a year. And all of a sudden, we have them for like a month every day. And we're in one of those periods right now. So we had technical difficulties. That's why I wasn't on air right away. But I'm here now. There's kind of a launch pad effect to that, though, because I'm so ready. I'm focused. I've been thinking about it. I've been getting prepared for hours. And I come in, and then there's like a false pistol start. And then it kind of cattywampuses the broadcast. I'm not blaming anybody. But, man, I was so ready. Absolutely ready to present this incredible information. Chase Geyser is really a great talk show host. He's really stepped up here with Owen in prison for free speech to be here. Maybe I should just leave and then come back tomorrow. But I wanted to come on and tell you why I was leaving, just because I just this is too heavy. This stuff's too important. And people say, oh, well, you should be more professional. You should be able to handle it. I don't have teleprompters, and I don't come in here and script all this. I get it all in my mind, loaded and ready, and I can handle problems later in the show or at the end of the show. I really have problems up front, and that's it, basically. You know, I feel like with all this nuclear war crisis intensifying and everything, maybe I shouldn't even be on air. Maybe in protest, I should just leave and quit. And just say, everybody wants to nuke each other. I think that would get more people's attention, wouldn't it? I'm not going to self-immolate like a Buddhist monk. In fact, I'm not thinking about it. I'm not suicidal. But society has become suicidal. And it almost seems obscene just to be here and to continue on and just to commentate about the designed total collapse of civilization. I mean, to just talk about the war is incredible. But then you've got Senate hearings where they admit, the feds do, that they are smuggling 400,000 children in, that they've disappeared into slavery, sex slavery, slave labor, you name it. And you just sit back and you just go, how do we even get the public out of their coma? How do we even get the public to realize the situation societally, culturally we're in? And I mean, I don't know if that can be done. The globalists are cutting off the industry. They're cutting off the infrastructure. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the fuel. You can see the signs of it everywhere. They're running the average person into deep debt. In the first world, they're starving people to death. In the third world, they're organizing the survivors to invade the West. I mean, it's just quite the moment to be alive, and it's so outrageously naked, so incredibly obvious, that it seems to me, and I have trouble describing this phenomenon, but it seems obscene to even sit here and just commentate on it. I mean, I've reached this point where I don't even hate my enemies because they're so pathetic and so lost and so dumbed down. I mean, I hate the really evil ones that are preying on children and things, but the average one just is a lazy person that just puts their finger up to the wind and decides which way the wind's blowing and then is a conformist to tyranny. But conformity in an age of evil is suicidal. Conformity in an age of out-of-control corruption is just that. It's extremely self-destructive. And I've just, you know, sat here for so long and tried to really hope in humanity and hope we could turn this around and point towards God as the answer. And I just see all the barbarism and all the tribalism and all of the laziness, particularly in the Western world. And you can see the path things are on. You can see the trajectory. And it is a trajectory of just absolute, total and complete destruction. And I mean, I guess that's what it really comes down to. Because once you see it all implode and once it all goes down, there's not any vindication in it all coming true. And that's what's sad. Use a cheesy analogy of the first Superman movie where the top scientist tells him Krypton is going to implode because they've been sapping power out of the core. And it's like a collapsed sun that's got a crust on it. If you read the comic book lore, I'm not a big comic book guy, but I have looked into that when I was a kid. And he says you keep sapping power to run the planet out of the core. It's kind of a global warming type deal. And you're going to cause the plant to blow up. It's going to blow up in about a month. And they said, well, you're just on house arrest. Shut up. We don't want to hear that. And then Krypton does blow up. But we don't have spaceships to get our children off the planet when this whole thing blows up. And I don't know if it's going to blow up next month or next year and, you know, 100 years. But this sucker is going to blow. There's no turning this around because the psychotics that we have running things are absolutely under the control of whatever you want to call it, pure evil. So we'll go to break here, and I'm going to try to reset my mind and come back in with all this big geopolitical analysis, breakdown of everything. But this is staggeringly dangerous. And then I see the establishment waking up to the fact that the public's awake. So I see Bill Maher coming out and saying the deep state's real and rules America. But then he goes on to whitewash it and cover it up and say it's just the rogue bureaucracy. They're just acting out of ignorance. They don't know what they're doing. Is that why the bureaucracy is the exact same in every country the globalists run, from New Zealand to Canada to the U.S., from the U.K. to France? No, it's they have global meetings where they admit it's all coordinated to shut us down. So he admits that there's a deep state that's destroying us, but then he doesn't admit that it's a coordinated operation. I mean, have you not read the UN, Bill Maher? Have you not read Klaus Schwab? Have you not read Bill Gates? That's the thing. This is a planned destruction. This is being done on purpose, which means it can be stopped. But the psychotics don't want that.
Last year we put this book out.
The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. I know you care about the future of the planet, the future of humanity's soul. So let me try to boil it down the best way of why I'm so frustrated. There's so many layers to this, and I could sit here and play for you tonight hundreds of clips of the Palestinians saying, kill all the Jews, they're animals, we need to murder them, they're inherently evil, all of them. I can also show you clips of prominent, including Benjamin Netanyahu, Jews in Israel saying the same thing. And I don't care if it's a black baby, a brown baby, a white baby. They're all equal in God's eyes. And I do not believe that groups of people are subhuman. Now, in tribal warfare, this is a standard procedure. This is what kept us in the Dark Ages for tens of thousands of years. And it is not a minority of people in Gaza that are saying, kill all the Jews. And it's not a minority in Israel. It's a small majority in Israel. And it's a big majority from the numbers I've seen in Gaza. It doesn't matter. There's large minorities in Israel and in Gaza that do not deserve to be killed and do not want to be killed. And that itself is a distraction. Because the globalists just hit every country they could, black or white, brown, it didn't matter. They hit Israel with it, they hit Singapore with it, they hit Canada with it, they hit everything with it. They hit Morocco with it, small and large. With a shot that the FDA said in October of 2000 would cause myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, you name it. And now it's all confirmed. I have an incredibly horrible stack on this just today of the biggest bombshells yet. And I said 3.5 years ago when this started, having top scientists on, authors of the U.S. biological weapons law and treaties and U.N. prosecutors and vice presidents of Pfizer and top cardiologists, you know they were all here. And we were the first show, other than Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge was actually right before us, like a day or two, but they were interviewing the same people. It's not about who's number one. I'm glad they actually put it out before we did. That this was a planned depopulation operation to soften us up. But then I said, what's the next thing to come? And it was massive inflation, destabilization around the world, open borders, and giant wars. And I said, probably between Russia and Ukraine, and I'm on record predicting precisely when they would attack, and months before, and Israel. So, pull back. Whether you're on the Islamic side or the Jewish side or the Christian Zionist side or you're neutral, this has been fomented. The globalists gave the money to Hamas and Hezbollah to do this. And it's coming out of Israel. The majority of folks there say, we believe this is a false flag, a stand down. They're not saying Hamas doesn't exist and Jews didn't get killed. We have now learned mainstream Israeli newspapers reported in September that they disarmed Gaza, the Israeli areas by Gaza. Had a program disbanding the neighborhoods, private security forces, almost all of them. You're like, oh, does that mean Israel's bad? No, it means there's a powerful force manipulating all the sides here. And that's how I'm able to predict what it's going to do next, because it's evil and it wants to kill everybody. And that's where my frustration comes in. Now, I'm 100% clear, and I respect Muslims and Arabs enough to just be point blank with them. I can't come to your country and practice my religion or proselytize about it and live as a open Westerner in almost any Muslim country. You come here and you don't assimilate, and then you sign up with the Democrats or the other communist or socialist parties like Labour in the UK and areas of Europe and Australia, you name it. And then you demand that we adopt completely open borders. I didn't get to this Friday. I want Friday's list of those articles from Friday. I'm going to get to that. With the new leader of Scotland literally getting up and saying white people are bad. We've got too many white people in Scotland. We need to bring all of the refugees here. You say that's so openly mean, racist. Well, the whites there are cupped. So when he gets up there and Scotland's 97% white and says Scotland's too white, they salute and say, yes, sir. Now there he is. So at one level, I am disgusted by being conquered by Islam that's merged the left in its whole anti-white rhetoric. And I'm not saying all Muslims are like this, but this is how the majority act and behave. But then I say to the Rothschilds in 1947, and before that with the Declaration after World War I, Why did you go set your state up? Because the Russians were offering them an area bigger than Texas in Russia. Other areas, they also wanted Ukraine. And the word is, that's the new place, or is it the new Israel, or the expansion of it? That's mainstream news in Ukraine, by the way. I'm like, why do you set up right in the middle of a conflict zone? Why do you take the Russian deal? So, and then I see the rhetoric out of the leftist Jews and the right-wing Jews, and the leftist Jews claim they don't even believe in God or spiritual matters, saying this is prophecy. And then Netanyahu is quoting 1 Samuel 15:3, that's very famous, when God orders the Israelites to kill all the men, women, and children, including their animals. Kill their cows, kill their donkeys, kill everything because they're unclean. And then smash and destroy all their literature, all their culture, erase them. It's called genocide. Now, that's what happened to the old world. Those groups are trying to genocide them. That's why it's the Old Testament. They had sacrifice in the Old Testament. Christ came and said, this is the new covenant. Well, Israel's not following that today. And I'm not rejecting the Old Testament, and I'm not judging what happened back in there because I know the history of it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is a modern state with nuclear weapons literally saying we are going to kill every man, woman, and child. And a six-month-old baby or a three-year-old toddler in Gaza does not deserve. And I've got Israeli officials, I told you I have the clips, members of the Knesset saying, well, it's the children's fault. They're to blame, too. Come on. That's genocide, folks. That's what Hitler said about the Jews. And I don't agree with Hitler. I'm glad Hitler was stopped. But you can't become the thing that you oppose or claim you were opposing. So, genocide is the intentional destruction of a people. And what I want to pull back and say from the 35,000-foot view or the million-foot view or the 10,000-mile view or the billion-mile thing is, Israel had the same COVID lockdowns. They gave experimental shots to the Israelis. They had one of the highest death rates from the shots. You can look it up. Boy, they didn't get some chosen people thing there. And I came out and attacked Netanyahu. I said, he may not understand all this, but he said, I'm using Israel as guinea pigs. I played the clip a lot. He said it on Jordan Peterson. And I got a lot of kickback. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. Why are you talking about anti-Semitic? Because, I mean, Joe Biden tried four shots. I didn't. Oh, you're anti-Irish. I don't care if the guy's got purple skin or pink skin or green skin or polka dotted skin. I don't care if it's a Chinese person or a Jewish person or a German person. We oppose the German government. We oppose the British government. We oppose the French government. We oppose the Canadian government. We oppose the U.S. government. We oppose any government following Bill Gates's Klaus Schwab's operation. And what I'm saying is, look at who Klaus Schwab is. Father and grandfather, top Nazis. Grandfather, number three in the Nazi regime when it came to weapons manufacturing. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy either. I'm saying it's a satanic conspiracy. And so when you pull back, this whole thing is the fuse. Israel and Gaza, just like Ukraine, is the fuse to an expansion of global war to bring in the new system. Just watch. It's here. And I predicted it, and now we're here. So I'm going to play these clips of Netanyahu, of Erdogan in Turkey and more, and lay out the rest of the story straight ahead. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thanks for joining us again on this live Sunday, October 29, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, pulling back and just looking at all the pieces on the chessboard here, BlackRock, the big banks, the central banks, they're bringing in unlimited numbers of people to what's left of the Western world. They're putting political leaders over them that give them a leftist, anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-white belief system. And then when that blows back on Israel and we see the universities and the mainstream media attacking Israel and basically saying it's bad, then you see many of the Jews upset saying, what are you talking about? Well, that's the propaganda. That's the operation. And that's the plan to destroy civilization. Again, they bring in a refugee to Scotland. The first minister. He's now the leader of the country. We must bring in more people. We must bring in Muslim refugees. There's too many white people in Scotland. I'm going to play Humza Yousaf coming up next hour saying that. And he's got the corporate media around the world's backing. So this is a dialectic of creating both sides and colliding them to bring in your new world. Elon Musk called Humza Yousaf a blatant racist after whites fill all the top roles claim in Scotland and said that's bad. While he says bring in refugees and while he is the first minister. But again, then here's Benjamin Netanyahu quoting 1 Samuel 15:3. Now go smite, that means kill, crush, go smite Amalek and spare them not, but slay both man and woman and infant and suckling ox and sheep, camel and ass. So kill the baby humans, kill the women, kill the men, kill even baby ox, sheep, camels, and donkeys. Imagine if Hitler would have said, don't just kill all the Jews, kill their pets as well. Hitler did not invent this crap. And as a Christian, I believe it's wrong to hate people because of what group they're in. But that does not mean that I then sit there and say, let's then have total open borders to people and bring them in when this globalist New World Order media Hollywood system is organizing them to hate Christians and hate white people and hate George Washington and hate the American flag and hate the Bill of Rights and hate the Constitution. They're using the fact that we're so open against us, but then you study the globalists themselves, they're genocidalists. If you study what Iran says and what Hamas says, what the Muslim Brotherhood says, they say they're going to globally dominate and rule the earth. So you got a bunch of groups that are on megalomaniacal power trips. Saying all this, so let's play Benjamin Netanyahu. He's speaking in Hebrew, but it's got English dubbing over here. It is.
You must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. And we do remember, and we are fighting our brave troops and combatants who are now in Gaza or around Gaza and in all other regions in Israel are joining this chain of Jewish heroes, a chain that has started 3,000 years ago from Joshua ben Nun until the heroes of 1948, the Six-Day War, the 73 October War, and all other wars in this country. Our hero troops, they have one supreme main goal, to completely defeat the murderous enemy and to guarantee our existence in this country. We've always said, never again. Never again is now.
And then he goes on to say, now go out and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling ox, and sheep, camel, and ass. Now, this I have to read because it doesn't have English dubbing. It's subtitles. But here's Erdogan saying, we're going to attack in the night. We're going to invade Israel. And we're going to go to war with Israel, and they're a nuclear power. So that if they attack Israel like that, very good chance Israel is going to use nuclear weapons, and then boom, it's the end of the world as we know it. They keep telling you it's global warming and all this is going to end the world. No, it's the engineered global collapse. So here is Erdogan threatens to declare war on Israel and send military to Gaza in chilling warning. Here it is.
Netanyahu!
Justice Netanyahu is a terrorist. The opposition says Hamas is also a terrorist organization. Shame on you. Israel will declare you as a war criminal of the world. We are making preparations for this right now. Hey Israel, how did you come here? You're an occupier. You're a terrorist organization. The Turkish people know this. I'm talking about the West. The main culprit behind the massacre unfolding in Gaza is the West. The West, I'm talking to you. Do you want to wage a fight between the cross and the crescent again? Yeah, they want that. If you're making such an effort, know that this nation is not dead. This nation is standing tall. And with the same determination, it's the same way that we are in Libya, that we are in Karbaka, we are the same in the Middle East. You know, this is a weird Murphy's Law, and I know it's my fault, because I send the crew the articles that have these videos in them, but I understand that there's sometimes multiple videos per article. So I'm going to ask the crew right now, because we're going to air this, I want the full Erdogan clip where he actually says what I said. It's all over the news. It's everywhere. And I want the full Netanyahu clip where he quotes the Old Testament, because I sent those clips. And maybe I've had a brain aneurysm while I've been here on air, but I did not see that. But I need to, instead of just sending articles, I need to specifically send the videos themselves. Because I watched the videos yesterday and today. I saw them, and I sent them. I'm going to read them again. You can pull these up for yourselves. Anybody can. Netanyahu declaring invasion. You must remember that Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. Now go and smite the Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling ox, and sheep and camel and ass. So in post, when we add that tonight, once it's posted to be another video, we're going to add that. And I'm there next hour, too. I'm going to read you the headlines here. This is out of Sunday Express. It's in AP. It's in Reuters. It's everywhere. Erdogan threatens to declare war on Israel and send military to Gaza in chilling warning. Turkey's president appears to have threatened to intervene in Gaza in an impassioned speech at a pro-Palestinian rally this evening. Erdogan delivered a speech to a rally this afternoon in which he told attendees Israel was responsible for war crimes and framed Hamas as freedom fighters. He went on to say that we will come at night unexpectedly. We will declare war on Israel. We will send the Turkish military to Gaza. So there it is for you. We're going to go to break and come back and start the second hour. And we got a lot of other news to cover here today as well. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.